Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, this is another episode of October's Very Own, a podcast where we talk about Drake every day for the month of October. My name is Dan Ozzy. With me is a very shrugging, a very desolate Eric Sunderman.
I'm doing okay.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah. I feel okay. You know, the Cubs, as of now, are still, well, I don't know if...
Yeah, you're going to date this episode very quickly with talk of the Cubs.
We can strike the Cubs mention.
Yeah. The Cubs are playing. The Cubs are a team.
Go Chicago Cubs.
They exist.
We definitely recorded this the day that you're listening to it, on the day that it came out, and the Cubs may or may not still be in the playoffs.
Way to break the fourth wall.
Here we are, though, talking about Drake, 31 Days of Drake.
So we've covered a lot of topics. We've covered Drake's prowess at sports, Drake as a meme, like at least a dozen others that I don't remember at all.
I enjoyed the Instagram episode.
Instagram.
That was fun. Thinking about Chella.
We've been trying to get Drake on the podcast.
Yeah, Drake still isn't coming
on the podcast. So far, the hotline has not blown yet. But we're waiting for that call.
I can't believe we haven't made that joke yet.
I just did.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it took us a lot of episodes to get there. We're digging deep.
Think about what we'll do tomorrow and the day after that.
I don't know.
But so obviously, we haven't gotten Drake. No. We haven't gotten anybody in his camp to come on the podcast. Right. We haven't had any other famous friends of Drake come on. Kind of at the bottom of the barrel for guests. So we were like, let's talk to somebody who has hung out with Drake.
Right.
And that's where we're at.
That's
today.
Where we're at.
Where this is an interview with someone who has definitely met Drake.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
I mean, we're a pretty big podcast. Yeah. We get the big guests.
Yeah, this is a pretty good, excellent guest with a lot of authority on this subject.
Yeah. He's definitely heard a Drake song, too, which is cool. Jonah Bayer, who is a Noisy contributor, he has a great podcast you can check out called Going Off Track. I've been on it, though, if you want a place to start.
Jonah Bayer. I've listened to it before. I like it.
Thanks, guys.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
And so the way Jonah was just hanging out, so we said, if you want free coffee, you have to be on this podcast.
Yeah, me and Dan were just getting lunch, and then
we had to cut it short to come talk about Drake. But, Jonah, you had a series with your sister, a web series. Do you want to explain that?
Sure.
How it came about?
So my sister, Vanessa, just finished her run of Saturday Night Live.
Vanessa Bayer.
Yeah, so Vanessa Bayer. Yeah, so she was on the show for 7 years, and for 3 or 4 years, we had a web series called Sound Advice.
She's probably one of the funniest cast members of the last, you know, 7 years.
An all-time great.
I will say.
Yeah, subversive and funny.
Very, very funny.
She also had the character, the Bar Mitzvah boy, if you know that character. That's pretty much Jonah.
Yeah.
Based on Jonah.
Based on me.
You should be getting a royalty check.
My claim to fame.
Speaking of SNL, I feel like this is a funny episode because remember that skit that Adam Sandler used to do in the 90s that was like the Denise show? Where he was just like, did a whole show about his ex-girlfriend Denise.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, today I have a guy who sold her some pants at Marshall's. It's like, how is she? Oh, she seems happy. All right, well, cool, man. Thanks for coming on the show. Like, I feel like that's where we're at with Drake.
That's what we're doing right now.
Like, it's 8 degrees of separation.
Exactly.
So you and Vanessa had this show called Sound Advice, which was like a web series.
It was a web series.
And what was the...
The premise was Vanessa played this media coach named Janessa Slater. And we would have actual bands come in, and she would give them very literal very bad advice about their careers.
So you had
So we started out fun. The first one we did was Fun. We did like
Well, it was with the band Fun.
With the band Fun.
Was it also fun to film?
It was actually very fun to film.
Okay. Well, that was fitting.
Yeah. But we did a bunch of them, and it started out I was doing a lot of the booking. And so like we did Fun, we did like No Effects, and then as Vanessa kind of like was on the show for longer, she started getting way better guests than I could ever get.
Yeah, because she was like legitimately famous.
Yeah. And she was like,
and Jonah's like, wait, you guys don't want Pianos Become the Tea?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Great band.
Yeah, great band.
I can totally get Torch if we want to.
Yeah. So, it's kind of like segued out of my world, and then Vanessa would just kind of ask the musical guests at the show. And so we got like St. Vincent, like Slater Kinney, all these types of
Tegan
bands.
And Sarah.
Tegan and Sarah.
It must be said too that this is it's very very funny.
It
is one of my favorite like stupid dumb internet things, like, which, and I have a lot of favorites of those. But this is and Vanessa is extremely funny in it.
Very like Between Two Ferns vibe, where the guest is in on it, but they're doing a really good job of like playing along.
And it was,
who would you say was the best who was the best at like going along with the bit?
I mean, honestly, not just because I'm doing this, but I do think Drake was one of the best ones. Because, I mean, I think because obviously he was an actor. Right. So I felt like he was really good. Like sometimes people try to match Vanessa's energy, and that is tough, but he was really good at just playing it straight and like had really good reactions. And he never broke, like he never laughed. Like he was just very professional.
Well, and actually, it's kind of funny that because I remember watching this for the first time, but now that, I mean, we've talked about Drake the meme on here previously, but that one of like my favorite memes of Drake, which is him like looking kind of like really questioning and like what's going on,
kind of like shrugging his
shoulders. He's like, "What?" That's from this episode, right?
Yeah. He created a Drake meme.
Yeah,
I didn't know they created that meme, but he probably did that a lot during that episode,
right?
So and he wasn't like among the first guests, right?
No, he was probably somewhere in the middle. And I think Vanessa had obviously met him through this. She was a musical guest on SNL. And and she was like, "Hey, I can't remember. We shot with someone else that day, maybe Slater Kinney." And she was like, "I think we got Drake to do it." And I was like, "Oh, cool." And
who's Drake?
No, I knew who he was. It was one of those things where it seemed like very informal. So it was like, because normally, like, I was like going through all these publicists and managers. So yeah.
Did you know the level of like Drake at that point?
Yeah.
And what year was this? Just so for the listeners, like 2014,
something like that. Yeah.
So this was, kind of like. Drake's like really hitting like total stardom.
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely a joke where at the end of the episode, Vanessa's like, "If you keep this up, you could have like a million Twitter followers." And he was like, "I have 14 million." She's like, "Yeah, right." Like, so kind of like part of the joke was like she thought that we were making fun of the fact that he was so famous.
Right.
But he came in and he would like.
But before he even came in, like, you were the one who was kind of like writing the jokes and stuff like
basically how it worked. Yeah, so it's me, Vanessa, and this guy Pete Schultz, who's a writer for
He's great.
Weekend Update. Yeah, you know Pete. And
Dan knows him.
It's not like your girlfriend in Toronto.
She's real.
He's a real guy. He's also into cool music.
Yeah.
And so it would be the three of us. And we would basically get together and come up with like a bunch of question ideas, and then we would kind of run everything like three or four times. Pete would direct it. So we would.
And so for No Effects and Frank Turner, you had jokes for days.
For those ones I would have a lot, but for someone like Drake I would do a lot of research, and then we would just think of just dumb ideas, Vanessa ideas like how to improve his raps and that kind of stuff. I'm trying to think what else we talked about.
Because everybody kind of has like a like an angle to it where, and especially they did it on like Between Two Ferns too, where it was like, oh, the joke is that like this person's really gonna have a crush on Zach, or like this person. What was like the angle of Drake's jokes that he was not famous at all?
It was like Vanessa was like, there's a whole bit where Vanessa was like, you should join J Date, it's like hot Jewish black guy, you do well. And he was like, I don't really need to. And then she was talking about his squad, like, are you worried about too many people wanting to join your squad? Like, I got a bag of chips. Let's go.
I recommend that people just pause this and watch it.
Stop and watch it.
It's so fucking funny.
Also, we should mention to any of the big media execs or maybe the Vice higher-ups listening that are you still trying to shop that show around, or is that too insidery?
It's not too insider. Yeah, we haven't done it in a while.
It should find a good home.
It would be
somewhere.
Fun. It would be fun to revisit it at some point. You know, like Vanessa's schedule is pretty crazy. My schedule not so crazy. but yeah, I mean, yeah, who knows? But yeah, it was a really fun experience to do. And
okay, so Drake comes in.
Yeah, let's go behind the scenes now. So we got
a little BTS.
Yeah, a little BTS.
BTS.
So this is actually pretty cool. So we shot it at this studio. In like the same, I believe it's like 30 Rock, this room doesn't exist anymore, but it was like a screening room, like a little movie theater type room that was, I think, owned by Lorne Michaels and Paul Simon. Hmm. I think they used to screen stuff there, and it was like really old school, like.
I'd love to own something with Paul Simon.
Right?
Like,
yeah.
And I like the room.
This room.
It's not a racehorse.
Me and my pal Paul Simon own.
Do you want to buy a room with me?
No, you're not Paul Simon.
Yeah, but we could have like a man cave or something.
Yeah, okay, cool.
We should buy this room, the Drake chamber.
The Drake chamber.
This is a nice room.
Only Drake discussion can go on in here forever because you and I own it. Anyway,
so we go in this room.
In 30 Rock.
In 30 Rock, and we shot someone, another guest earlier that day, I can't remember. And yeah, Drake just rolled in, I believe.
Got a big crew?
He was a two people.
He was
two dudes.
That's smaller than
pretty
I would
small
think.
Crew.
I think Vanessa told me one time that like she was like, you know, a lot of times people would come with like big crews, but she was saying that Justin Timberlake would always roll up to SNL with just him, like off the street.
Yeah, some people are like that. I feel like it's always the people you think wouldn't have a big entourage have like 50 people with them.
Yeah,
I heard a funny story earlier this week.
We don't have time, but yeah, Jonah. No, I'm kidding. We
have so much time. No, it was Fake Shore Drive. Andrew Barber's great hip hop blog out of Chicago turned 10 this week, and they had a big
on the Drake train.
Yeah, Andrew, come on the pond. But they threw a party to celebrate it, and Chance the Rapper showed up, and he said he was just working the door. Like on his phone, like checking lists, and then Chance, because they have a whole long history, they're old friends, but Chance just rolled up solo in an Uber. Like he just like got out and he was like, hey, what's up? And it's like, you're like maybe one of the famous rappers on the planet.
I hung out with Chance the Rapper once, side note, and didn't know who he was or what it was. And then someone saw a photo posted and they're like, that guy is Chance the Rapper. And I was like, oh, the guy in the hat? And they were like,
on SNL?
What the fuck?
It was at Bonnaroo. Yeah.
Wow.
He was like hanging out.
Were you guys playing there? Oh, Jonah's in a band too. I guess
you
should.
Me an article called I hung out with Chance the Rapper but didn't know it.
I don't know. This cuz it's just I was like, "Oh, okay." I don't know.
Did you guys play that?
I know.
Jonah's in a band.
I play in a band, United Nations. We did not play. I was working a job working for Kohler, the sink fixture company. They were doing showers there and I got hired to interview people coming in and out of the showers. I know this sounds made up, but
I think I think what you're talking about is harassment.
Yeah, what in the world?
And then they had bands.
Yeah, I just got hired to just like hang out in the bathroom talk to people.
I had
when
a
they
camera.
Were like,
it was part of the thing.
They had bands DJ and play in front of the showers too, and I would interview them. It was like through another.
Is this footage exist online? Can you watch it?
Yeah, I think you can watch. Listen, man, like you know, like when you're a freelancer, you gotta say yes to stuff. But it was interesting because so Vanessa this year was performing at the Bonnaroo Comedy Tent, so it was really good for me because I would work in the morning and then, you know, I would hang out with Vanessa and she would get me way better credentials than I would have. So we were hanging out a lot, and he was just around. I don't think he even performed. Maybe he did.
I don't remember, but I think he did actually.
Okay.
But
I didn't see him. But yeah, he was around. He was hanging out. He's super nice.
That's hilarious. Yeah, he's a great guy.
We probably smoked weed. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I smoked weed with Chance the Rapper, but didn't realize
it. I didn't know it.
Yeah.
So I just thought he had a cool hat on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Three.
I have all this hip hop cred, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm real nonchalant about it because I don't listen to hip hop.
Being the guy that hangs out in the like hip hop crew that everybody's like, hey, who's that guy? Like, oh yeah, no, that's Jonah.
He's cool. Jonah.
It's Oh, yeah. And everybody like knows Jonah. And like he stops hanging out in Drake's crew, but then he gets like bumped over to Chance the Rapper's crew. Like he's a floater.
I'm a floater. Yes. But so Drake rolled in, two guys, super friendly, really nice.
He's like what I've been told is he's like a politician when he's just like really present and he's just like straight to you and then straight to you.
And I think we had the feeling, I mean, I can't remember exactly, but I feel like we had the feeling like, oh, this guy, Drake probably doesn't have a lot of time. Let's like really get through this. Like, and it quickly became aware that, like, he was just down for whatever. Like, I think he stayed for, like, 2 hours. Like, and sometimes people are like, I have a half hour. Like, let's just get this over with.
But he was rolling with it?
He was rolling with it. He was improvising. I mean, like, a lot of – so the way we shot it, we had, like, not a script, but we would have kind of bits, like, questions. And we would do it, and then we would do, like, a couple more takes. Oh, sure. And kind of, like, they would – Vanessa and Drake would improvise on it. And, you know, Pete would give notes or I would suggest something. And –
Was there anything that was too far? Did it ever get to a moment?
I don't think so.
Did he sell them beforehand?
I can't remember. Sometimes we would send them beforehand. Sometimes we wouldn't. Sometimes it kind of depended on the artist. Sometimes we would just show them like when they got there. But yeah, I think he was pretty much cool with anything. I mean, I like the episode because it shows off Vanessa's freestyle skills.
Oh, right. Yeah. Rap.
Yeah.
Rap.
Uh-huh. But I think he was pretty much open to anything. Like he was a really good sport. He was, like I said, he was really funny. He was really, he was really professional, I guess.
And so you weren't starstruck at all?
No, I mean like no, I wasn't starstruck. I mean like I thought it was awesome, and I was like, as someone doing a web series, you're like, oh, this is great for the series.
Sure.
Having someone this. I mean, I feel like that
was that the most popular one?
Yeah, for sure. And I think that still might be the biggest one. Mm-hmm. Because it was featured on all these hip hop blogs and all this stuff that like was definitely
got that raise noisy.com bump.
Yeah, yeah.
We got that noisy bump.
Might have been on Hip Hop Heads on Reddit. Once you make it there, baby.
That's a shout out to Hip Hop Heads.
Yeah, man.
Our Hip Hop Heads.
You think we're on yet?
I don't know. Podcast? I haven't seen it yet. Yeah, our producer's going to check it out now.
I like when artists are like, so sometimes artists come by and they're like, yeah, you have them for like a half an hour or whatever. But then remember when Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park came to the office?
Yeah, he was excited to meet us.
He came, yeah. He was like nobody with
Shout
him.
Out to Mike Shinoda.
Shout out to Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park. He came to the old office before we had this Drake Chamber office. He came and just like rolled up by himself and he hung out. And then we're like, all right, well, you probably got to get going. And he was like, no.
Not really. No, I didn't want to hang out.
And he just hung out. We were like, do you want to blog? We gave him a computer and
stuff.
Yeah,
we did a piece. We used to do this thing called We Review Anything You Send Us.
Yeah.
And we did it with Mike Shinoda. And I remember he like seeing him. He showed me his phone. He's like, watch this. And he retweeted the noisy tweet. And then it was just like, they got crazy
flood
fans
of notifications.
And so it's just like seeing that he's just like flipping through it, showing me.
Nobody's clicking the link.
And I was like, God damn.
The first thing I said to Mike Shinoda, because he came into the office, and I don't really like Linkin Park that much, but I like him. And I went up to him and I was like, hey man, it's crazy to meet you. And he was like, oh yeah, why is that? And I was like, well, because I'm in a Linkin Park office related cover band called Linkin Park. And he just said, I can't believe you just said that. Like he was just like kind of in awe that I was like you committed to that awful bit.
And Mike
I was like,
Shinoda, yeah, man, he's a big noisy fan.
Yeah,
I mean he like genuinely he was like I'm stoked to be here and meet you guys. And I was like, dude, you're Mike Shinoda.
Let's do November of an entire month
of Linkin Park.
Yeah, voted to Mike Shinoda.
Mike Shinoda specifically.
We could have done Shinoda September's.
Ooh,
next year.
Yeah. He would come by every day to do
yeah,
it.
Definitely. We should just start a podcast with him.
I have this friend Austin who I love very much, and he's like a real like country boy type of middle. Like every time we go do karaoke. He insists on doing Kid Rock's Cowboy, and he sells the shit. He's like, "I'm a cowboy, baby," and he's got like he fucking sells it so hard. And I remember after that Mike Shinoda thing, I went to go see him like the next day, and I was like, "Oh, Austin, check out who I was with yesterday." And I showed him a picture, which I didn't think was a big deal, and he was like, "You fucking Mike Shinoda?" And I was like, "Yeah, I don't know, is that a big deal?" He's like, "It's fucking Mike Shinoda."
It's Mike Shinoda.
And I was like, "Yeah, no, he was cool." And he was just like,
did he go back to puberty? Or
his voice is all
no, this he has a. It's really fucked up that you guys would say that because he has a growth defect that makes him talk like that. I guess it's fucked up that I did the impression of him like that. But
everything feels weird
awesome.
Now.
You made my shit. Holy shit!
So you guys are riffing with Drake.
Wait, so I said this on a previous podcast. Maybe you can set the record straight. Did Drake try to, like, hang out with your sister afterwards? Was he, like, trying to be friendly with Vanessa? I feel like she was telling me that, like, Drake used to just text her to be like, hey, what are you doing?
I think, I don't really know. I mean, I know, like, they were friendly. Mm-hmm. I don't really know the extent of their, like, how much they talked or anything. But
would you, I've met your parents, Todd.
Yes.
Jonah's dad, I don't know if you knew this, insists that he is the first Todd ever.
He calls himself the original.
The Todd.
What?
My dad thinks he's the first person who is named Todd as a first name Todd with two D's.
No way. Yes. I have.
Yeah, but like prove that it's not.
How old is he?
He's.
I've
like,
got some relatives.
Like 67.
Oh yeah.
Maybe?
Okay. Well, they're older than my. Right. I've got a cousin named Todd who's like 50.
Yeah.
So, Todd. And what's your mom's name?
That's Marilyn. So funny. I love that claim.
Yeah, we've talked.
I'm
about
the
it.
First Todd.
Yeah, we've talked about.
What about
it?
Sweeney Todd?
Doesn't count.
Okay.
James Earl Jones, I guess, real name is Todd, but he doesn't
really?
Count. Yeah, I think so. But
well, he turned his back on it.
Yeah,
he,
exactly.
He relinquishes so he his seat at the throne
Todd
of
Rundgren,
Todd.
I believe, is a couple years younger. This subject, for some reason, comes up. Me and Vanessa talked about it on like the Best Show on WFMU with Tom Sharpling. It's come up on our podcast a lot. Like I've talked
the
about
Todd.
This publicly a lot and have yet to be disproven.
Well, anyway.
Well, if there's anybody out there who's older than this guy.
I very much like Jonah's parents. They took me to a Yankees game one time. How would you think your parents would like it if Vanessa was dating Drake? Is that their type of guy? Would they be cool with her dating a rapper? Would they want her dating somebody very famous like that?
I think my parents, just in general, as long as she was happy, I think they would be happy. They're pretty.
Yeah, your parents are good.
They're pretty. They've kind of let us do our thing. They're very supportive.
They're good Cincinnati
folk. Yeah. Cleveland.
Yeah, that would be
yeah,
so
Cleveland,
cool. If
that's really
oh, Cleveland.
That was really.
That would be so cool
up.
if your sister started dating Drake.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah, I don't know.
I bet that's how weird.
I don't know
like
what to
a really good friend.
Yeah,
I'd
be like texting.
Jonah, what are you doing?
Hey, Jonah.
are
you? What are you? Yeah, what are you doing?
Have you told Drake about
yeah,
the love?
Yeah, yeah. That
it's
place.
A really cool bar.
Man, I just got so fried. I think Drake would have liked Beloved. We played his music there a lot.
Really?
So, you know, I mean, like...
Are we going to do a Beloved episode?
You know,
are
hey,
we... Are we talking Beloved right now?
Could,
is Eric Sunderman and Dan
Isaac? We could talk Beloved. I mean, you know, I remember DJing there one night when we played Know Yourself, and I genuinely thought the building was going to come down.
And then it did.
That's a Drake song.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I think it would be cool if your sister started dating Drake.
Yeah.
Totally.
But then you would have to date somebody really famous, probably.
You'd have to, yeah.
What if she started dating Drake, and then Drake introduced you to all, like, his, like, really hot,
well,
like,
what's
model
really funny for- is that, so when Drake hosted last time, he did an after party at Dave & Buster's.
Right.
In Times mm-hmm. Square.
We've talked about that on the podcast.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but
well, he had his
you
birthday
any-
party there a couple years
okay.
ago. I mean, I know he loves Dave & Buster's, but
okay.
I don't know. Actually, about this specific time.
So, well, it was just really funny because it was, like, the weirdest audience because it was, like, all of his friends and then, like, all these models and then, like, all these kind of, like, nerdy comedy people and just, like, mingling around. And they'd be like, do you have free tokens
like,
for the video games? And
it's Kyle like, Mooney's all
yeah,
over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was really, it was fun, but it was just very, you know, most of the time, like, it was a very bold move for him to, like, basically have his own after party that he set up. Because there was, like, another one, sure. like, the traditional one. So I believe,
he was just like, no, we're going to Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, basically. So I think we went to both. But, yeah, definitely went to Dave and Buster's. And I actually did not even see him there. I'm sure he was there somewhere. I think maybe he, like, gave a talk. I think he was in his own, like, I guess Dave and Buster's probably has, like, a VIP area. I don't know. Or they made one for this.
Yeah, they did.
He's good friends with Buster.
Yeah, yeah. I know Buster.
He's been good with Buster.
I have a question.
Sure. Yeah.
What does Drake smell like?
It's a good question.
Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Okay,
I don't remember.
But it wasn't like, he didn't have like a lot of cologne on.
No, didn't have a lot. Just like regular dude. Okay. And I, you know, like I said, like we probably shook hands. Like I would come up, we would give notes. But yeah, I wasn't like.
You weren't smelling him.
I wasn't smelling him. Right, no, okay. We weren't in that. Yeah.
I think I'd be cool meeting Drake because I'm not. Every celebrity that I've met who's like a big deal to people like is generally not a big deal to me.
Yeah, the only time I've seen Dan Ozzie get starstruck is when Deez and Mero started.
Oh man, I love them. Yeah,
it was like weird that I'm starstruck by my coworkers. He still does. Like when he's talking to Deez, he's like, hey man, hey gang, I was listening to Bodega Boys. His voice gets a little higher. Yeah, it goes up. And he talks a lot. It's like,
can you go get this on the third floor?
Like the third floor. Yeah. That's where their office is. Are you sure I can go up?
Jonah one time brought me to the SNL after party, and I met a guy who I think is cool. I guess I was like kind of starstruck because he was very famous, but Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
We met Ryan Gosling.
We did meet Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling's another like running for president kind of guy where he comes in, you know where he is. He's like a politician, like looks you in your eye, like shakes your hand. He's got like a nice wristwatch on, a nice suit, and like.
No surprise.
And I remember he came over to me and Jonah and Vanessa, and Vanessa was like, "Oh, Ryan, this is my brother, Jonah," and he was just like, "Oh, Jonah, Vanessa's your sister," and Jonah's like, "Yeah," and he was just like, "She's a genius," and Jonah's just like, "Yeah, I know. We're all really proud," and he's like, "No. Your sister is a genius." And it was just like his eyes just pierced through our skulls and we were like, thank you, Mr. Gosling. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Gosling.
And that was the episode where they did that Santa Baby skit.
Yeah.
Which I think is like one of the best things
so funny.
That's been on the show.
Well, this has been a good productive talk with Jonah Bayer. Go look up the Santa Baby skit, which is hilarious with his sister Vanessa. Look up Sound Advice, if not just the Drake episode. All of them
they're
are fucking hilarious.
Yeah, there's 25. You can watch it. They're very
there's
short.
There's 25 of them?
Yeah, there's 25 of them. They're very short. 3-4 minutes.
It's good comedy.
It's good comedy.
It's
put that on a t-shirt. You're welcome to have it. Look up Going Off Track. Look up Jonah Bayer on Noisy. He just did an article on meditation that hopefully will run soon that I won't spoil.
And thank you to Dan for letting me interview one of my heroes who I was starstruck by, John Taffer from Bar Rescue.
Oh yeah, John interviewed John Taffer about how he used to book punk bands in L.A. in the 1980s.
Look that up too.
Yeah, check that out. Check out United Nations.
United Nations,
Jonah,
good
thanks
band.
Thanks for coming on the Drake Chamber.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I mean, I know almost nothing about Drake's music.
Yeah. Well, next time on October's Very Own, we will interview a guy who sold Drake pants at Marshall's. So
that's good.
Follow us on Apple Podcasts. On
subscribe
iTunes.
And like.
And thank you. We'll see you next time.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.